Okay, Perches Bishalf Hadorim Am Ha'oretz Bechotzer. If you live with me in the courtyard, you're in a lot of trouble. V'shachach Kelim Bechotzer, and if you got Kelim Bechotzer, Afilu Chavias Mekovas, some of the possibly the barrels have been sealed with a perfect seal, or your tan, the tan has been sealed with the tzamen posil, harei elu tmein. Why are they tmein? Because there is a concern that the Am Ha'aretz, he moved them. Heset, fazof, move something, even though the object is completely sealed because it becomes tzamen. Let's see the Rav. Hador im Am Ha'aretz, mekovas chol tzamen posil, tmeos, mishum ishtoi nida. What's the ishtoi nida? Shema, hesita, maybe she moved the barrel. The yoshva, she sat. The Tumas HaKli. Good?
If you live... You're not worried about the Am Ha'aretz. You're worried about the Am Ha'aretz's wife.
That's what it says. That's
so
right.
It says Hadorim Am Ha'aretz. You should say Hadorim a woman, Am Ha'aretz.
Because the Iker, the Ikerasa, because it's Lashon of telling you Derech Agav, Tznius.
Oh, come on.
Tznius, telling you that Iker is the man. That's what it says. Hadorim Am Ha'aretz v'chotzer, that he's the Rosh HaBayis. V'shach keil v'chotzer, afilu ha'chavitz mekovas v'nam v'chotzer, y'chtan v'gavtzer v'chotzer, v'yil t'meim, period. Okay, that's what it says. Shem, hisit v'yashra v'tom es ha'kli. That's what it says. Aito, Rabbi Yehuda metar v'tanur, why? Bezman shu mekovtzer v'chotzer, Rabbi Yehuda says etzor v'tanur, why? Bezman shu mekovtzer v'chotzer, Mishum the EF Sholi Hasita, you cannot move an oven, the stomach mukhubur kitsas. Because stomach and oven is connected to the ground. Clay, cement, to connect to the ground. And the one that says Tommy holds because we make the Zogoiza Mukhubur Otto Shain Mukhubur Beilah, we don't pass like Rabbi Huda. Okay, so he says that ovens, you can't move an oven. So there's nothing you can possibly do. Nachamol, the oven is sealed, there's nothing you can do to contaminate the oven. There's no concern you'll move because he holds an oven, it's connected. Because if you're making the 10 tvachim, there's a concern that they're going to move the oven. Okay, that's all I know. That's all it says over here. Okay, Mishum the Efshla Hasita to Stav Mechubur Gitzah Shaisen Leit Feil Lechaveretz Mamanda Mitzah Mitzvah because one that says Tomei, I'm sorry, it's a Gezera Enochanami. Even though normally you cannot move, but we're going to be Machmir. We're going to be Mitzah Oven that you cannot move, a Gezera because of the ovens that you can move. Is that good?
Good.
Uman. The mitame sabar gazrina and mechuber otush and mechuber ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Good chaz mishnah adama imaris b'chotzer. He live with amaris in the courtyard v'shachach kelim b'chotzer and you forget kelim b'chotzer. Afil chaviyos mukavas tamid pasil oitanu mukav tam pasil harelu t'mein. And why they t'mein? So when it comes to a barrel, there's a real concern that the amaris move the barrel. And if he moved the barrel, that's called Heth, not him, the wife. The wife is a Nida, and if a Nida moves a utensil, the contents of the utensil become contaminated. Good? The contents of the barrel become contaminated. What about the oven? Why would the oven become contaminated when it's not possible to move an oven? Oven is glued to the floor. The answer is that sometimes ovens are glued to the floor and sometimes they're not glued to the floor. The ovens are not glued to the floor. We are concerned that the wife indeed pushed it, moved it. And therefore, as an gzeira chazal said, even the ovens that are glued to the floor automatically become tame in order to mechazik the halacha of ovens that are not glued to the floor. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to make gezeris. If the oven can be moved, it's tame. If it cannot be moved, it's tar. Rabbi Yehuda mitar betaner. Bizman shu mukav tzame pasul. If it's sealed and it's glued, and the Rav adds more, it's also mechuber. The stomach mechuber tzas. It's connected. So it's sealed and it's connected, therefore it's going to become tar. Rabbi Yoisi says, afataner tame. He disagrees, like we see. He holds tar and tamer. Ad she has the mechitza. He holds even more. He holds that he's like somewhere in the middle. He holds that with only time we're not going to make a gzeira is if the oven l'chayr is sealed to the ground, and you erect a fence around the oven, a fence that's 10 tefachim high. Yeah. Af atana tami ad sheyaaseh lenechitza gvoha asaro tefachim. He says an atana. If you have a tanur in the home of an amoritz, so there's a concern with goyzer that
we said already a tanur is tami.
No, Rabbi Yossi says he holds it's not automatically tami. He holds like the chachamim, it's going to become tami, but there's a way out of it if you make a mechitza. It's mashma that according to the rabbanon, even if you make a mechitza, it's not going to help because with goyzer, since you left the amoritz and his wife alone in a room, we're automatically going to contaminate the oven, even if the oven is glued to the ground as a gzera. Rabbi Yossi says the only time we make that gzera is when there's no mechitza. If you make a mechitza, then we're not making a gzera. If you make a mechitza, then the oven is not going to be tar.
Okay, because she's not
going to
touch it.
Base. Hamafkid kelim eitzel amaritz tmei meis. The person leaves deposits. Utensils, eitzel, amoritz, tmeim, eitz, amoritz, tmeim, tmeim, mace. So what's the halacha? Utsrichem hazosh, shlish, shishu. We have to assume that the amoritz is a tmeim, mace. We make that assumption. Every amoritz is to be in the, is assumed to be in the category of tmeim, tumas, mace. Yeah? Hamafkid kelim eitzel amoritz. A person deposits kelim eitzel amoritz, tmeim, Tmei meis, utmein midras. The kelim become tame to mas meis. The utensils become tame, and the kelim are tmei midras. In other words, we assume that someone sat down upon them. Midras is if you sit down upon it, then the utensil becomes navatoma. Good.
To the tame meis and the tame midras.
Both types of man. Mine afkamina tame after du hazor day 3 day 7. With shichan hazor shlish yushvim imakiroi. If you recognize the person, if you recognize the person, Aval tmei midras mishum ishtai, because of his wife, neither shema yashvalem the inner nizra mitumas ishtai. So he says over here that Amoritz already gesagt, and Amoritz he recognizes who the depositor, that he is a kohen. If you if the Amoritz is recognized that the depositor is a kohen,
the depositor,
the one that gave him the object to guard. Imakir, the Amoritz recognizes that the person who gave him this thing to guard is a kohen. Yeah? So tohoirin. Mitzmeimes, then we assume that the Amoritz is careful that it should not become tamei tumas meis, because since he realized that the person who gave me is a kohen, I don't chas v'sholom want to be responsible for the contamination. For the contamination. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So then we assume there's no tumas meis. Aval tamein midras, but it is tame midras. Why is it tame midras?
I don't know.
Why is it tame midras? Because we assume that the wife sat down upon it. Mishum ishtoi.
He watched just like he's watching it.
What?
He knows that this guy is holding altar as a kaddish, so he makes sure not to touch him because he has tumas meis. Don't you think he's not going to touch him because he has tumas midras? What's the difference? Why would he?
The wife. The tumas midras only can come from the woman because the woman is a nida. The woman is a nida. So the woman
is a zav. Is not a tumas midras.
No. So now we do not assume that an amoritz is a zav. We only assume that a goy is a zav. We don't make an assumption that the Amoritz, we only make an assumption that the wife. The Tamei is because of the Amoritz. The Midras from the wife, the Nida. If the Amoritz knows the person who gave him the utensil to wash is a Kohen, then the Amoritz has respect for the Kohen. He'll be careful not to touch it, not to make the Keli Tamei Meis. But that does not, his respect does not spill over to the wife. The woman will not have respect for the Kohen, and there's a concern that she will sit down upon the utensil. When she sits down upon it, she's Mitam Tamei Meis. Tamei Tamei Meis, but Avul Tamei Midras. Why? Is Nachamol? If you give it to a person who's not a Kohen, and you give it to an Amoritz, you have to assume that the Amoritz touched it and he made it Tamei. What kind of Tumah? Tumah Smeis, which is Tumah Shlishi Yoshvi after Hazah. Im Akirai, Im HaAmoritz Makir B'Mafkid Shu Kohen Oichol Tshuma Zohir Al HaPikadoin. So he's Zohir Al HaPikadoin Shaloi Shaloi Yitamen B'Meis. He's Zohir. He's careful on the pikadon, shlo yitam enu b'meis, that he should not be mitam b'meis, ve'enoi tzorech hazah, and does not require hazah, aval t'nei midras, mishom mishta, because we're afraid that his wife sat down upon it. Aval t'nei midras. Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, im mosar lo yitev mulev v'gadim, bizman shirei tzetzes t'nei midras, we didn't finish the Rav, but mishom yishtoi, because the person Amoritz cannot be responsible for the contamination that his wife will inflict upon the people. Good. Why are you so tired? Aren't you excited at our conversation this morning? Bizman shirat setzes t'mei midras. And what is in bizman shirat setzes? Shechisoy doichik habegodim machmas shimulebim biyoser. When it's retzetzes means it's pressing down very hard on the garments. Shakiz doichik habegodim machmashi mulei biyoser. It's overfilled. Retzetzes means it's bursting forth. You have a box, and in the box you put clothing, and there's so much clothing in the box. There's so much bracha. The clothing costs money. Who has the money? There are people out there that are very successful. Baruch Hashem. And it's the lid is pressing down. So then it's in midras. Then why? Habagadim d'chsheisha yeshevas alateva oz nish enes olecha. Because when she sits down upon the box, she's also sitting down directly on top of the clothing. She's pressing down on the clothing. Nechabedes al habagadim. Reitzetzes t'mei midras. Im ena reitzetzes t'mei madaf. If it's not reitzetzes, if she's not pressed, it's not overflowing, and it's only t'mei madaf, and in a right set, it's made of kolama tuma kala. It's a light tuma. The tama oichel mashkim kumoy al gabah shal zav shein v'tam begodim. What's madaf? Madaf is a tuma kala. The tama oichel mashkim kumoy al gabah shal zav shein v'tam begodim. Whatever the zav touches, is only going to be a rishon l'tuma. It's not going to be never tuma. Find madav afal pi shemafteach biad abaylim even both of abaylim the hashin shema he said that she moved it. Okay, let's chaz this mishnah. A lot going on in this mishnah. You know you say this. Hamafkid kalim etzel amoritz. If you deposit, if a yisrael deposits utensils etzel under the guardianship of an amoritz, so the question is, will the amoritz move the utensils? If you bring utensils to a storage facility that is under his authority, will he move the utensils? So the rule is yes, he will. He will move your utensils, and being that he is a person who is tamei meis, every amoritz is becheskas tamei meis. They go to the cemetery and they touch the dead and they don't go and do hazod day 3, day 7. So therefore, he is an avatoma. If he is an avatoma and he touches your kalim, they become tamei with tumas meis, and they need to have hazod day 3 and day 7. Is that good? Mm-hmm. So Tmeim Tmei Meis, Tmeim Tmei Meis, Tmeim Midras, and worse, we also have to assume that the person's wife sat down upon the utensils, and that made them an Avatam Midin Tumas Midras. What happens if the person who deposits the Kalim is a Kohen, and the assumption is that the Amoritz has respect for a Kohen, and he does not want to contaminate his Kalim? That's very good for the Amoritz, but that's not going to help the wife, because the wife does not have that same degree of respect. Maybe it's because she doesn't know who he is. She doesn't know who the person is. He knows who the person is. He sees him in shul, so he has respect. But the wife doesn't know the person. This is different. The wife is not going to make a difference. Im akivay tshu oichel b'tshuma toheirid mitmeitim emes. Aval tmei midras. It's still going to be tamei tumas midras, because that we don't go. Rabbi Yossi Oimer im mosel oitevim le'v gadim in Masloy Teva Malaya, if you give over a box Malaya Begadim, you give to an Amoretz. If you give to an Amoretz a box full of clothing, Bizman Shiroi Tzetzes, if the box is overflowing with clothing and the person sits down upon it, so the clothing also becomes Tmei Midrash, because when he sits down upon the box, he also directly sitting down upon the clothing. In Einaroi Tzetzes, but let's say it's not overflowing with clothing, it's not overflowing, then Tmei Madaf. Madaf is just an expression which means a light tumah, which means it's only going to be a Rishon. It's not going to be an Ava Tumah. It's a lighter Tumah. It's like the clothing which the Zav is wearing. The Zav wears clothing. The clothing is not an Ava Tumah. The clothing is a Rishon Tumah. Same thing over here. If the box is not overflowing with clothing, it's going to be a Rishon. Ava B'Yishon Mavtech B'Yad HaBalim. The Mavtech is B'Yad HaBalim. Maybe we want some clarity in this Mishnah. Masechta Taharos Perek Ches. We almost finished this Masechta. I see you can't wait, right? We have to get Sussman here. He's going to be a good Balmazbeh. We need a Kech Hasbara. It's important. If you're a good Kech Hasbara, then the person will develop a love for learning. Love for learning, then you'll grow up to be a Talmud Chacham. Have a good marriage. All the problems will go away. You have to have a love for learning. Until you have love for learning, you have to have a person who loves learning. Tommy used to say that if only people that should be involved in chinuch, people who love children. If you don't love children,
you're in the wrong line of business.
Weiter. Let's go weiter now. So in the middle of this mission over here, we were trying to clarify what it means in the mission. Just a little bit more has Hezber. Because I know that Rav Aryeh Shagarua, he likes the Rav. Let's see what the Rav says. Hamafkid kila mitzach ha-maritz v'tmei meis. Kishachay shem, shem nitmu a-yidei meis. V'tshichem ha-zav v'mei ofa para b'yamashen b'yamashen. We were concerned that the kelim that you gave became t'mei meis. V'tem midras. Im ha-yavrim l'mishkav v'mayishav ha-ray il-tmei megam b'tumas midras. Ha-zav. Utmein b'masa and carrying of a heset l'fi shechayshe shem shema yesh yashva lecha yashva aleim eishes amoritz b'nidas. We're afraid that the wife of the amoritz sat down upon them b'nidasa. Im akira yeshuachol b'truma im amoritz makiris am mafkid v'yodea shehu koin v'echol b'truma tar mitem b'meis shenizor amoritz shelo yitamu b'meis avot hem midrash shema Yashva leim ishtay nida she'ein nizav mitum sishtay. Rabbi Yosef Mary Mosul teiva lebigadim bezman shevetzetes shahay teiva deichek esesay machse shaleha klamar shimilei begadim at shenoygim b'machse touching the machse habegadim mitum emidros she bezman she ishtay nida in esheves al teiva he mechadedes al habegadim. So also weighing down on the clothing demeanor etzetes she'ein habegadim noygim b'machse tmei madaf. Ein habegadim tumei al tumas madaf. What's tumas madaf? It's a new term. Okay, you learned that a new term today. There's something called tumas midros, and there's something called tumas madaf. What is tumas madaf? Hainu tumas madaf is tuma kala. Latami oichlim amashkin, meaning it's only a reshine. Af al pishem avtech shalateva biyana balim bikol mokam. Habegadim tumei shechoyshe shem shema hisita. So if she moves the box, the clothing inside the box become a Rishon L'Tumah. You're extremely tired. This is no good. Why are you so tired?
4 o'clock.
Why 4 o'clock?
You couldn't fall asleep.
Couldn't fall asleep? So what are you going to do today? How are you going to function today? Hamafkid kilometz lamaretz tameim tameimes utameim midras. The tameim tameimes utameim midras tzei zachen. Tumas Meis and Tumas Midos.
By Amoritz.
We assume they came in contact with the dead, we assume they became common that someone sat down upon it.
Imakiroi. Not him, but his wife. No.
The wife, that's what it says in the Rav, the wife.
Imakiroi.
Let's say the Amoritz, he knows who the person is, he knows the depositor.
Right.
Shu Kain, Shu Eichel Betruma, that he's a good man.
Then the Tyre.
Tyre into my mace, then the halacha is. Tyre into my mace, Mitame mace. Then it's going to be Taharin Mitmei Meis. Avol Tmein Midras. It's Taharin Mitmei Meis. Avol Tmein Midras. It's Taharin from Tumas Meis. But Tmein Midras. Why? Why is it Taharin Mitmei Meis? Because since you recognize who the depositor is, you're going to be careful, you have respect for him, you're not going to touch it. But you can't protect, you can't prevent your wife from touching it. That you can't do. See, a wife is an independent buria. Because you're not going to touch it, but you can't hold back your wife. It's a murder. That thing is an incredible insight into marriage. Incredible. Look what it says. If the Amoritz, he knows the mafkid, he's not going to contaminate it. But it's still time it's one mishum ishtoi. Nida Shema Yoshalem de Enoi Nisar Mitumas Ishtoi. You can't control your wife. Don't anyone, that's a lot, that's what you read about. Take it from one who has experience. A lot of problems Shalom Bayis come when you try to control your spouse. You gotta loosen up. A spouse is an independent person. Don't think you're gonna be in control.
Right.
You're going to tell her what to do.
Invite them.
You give. Your wife has free reign.
So you know the parasha well.
Free reign. You go to control. That's where all wars in this world come through. When you try to control other people. You control other people. We're going to control what you think, what you read, what you eat, what you say. The greatness of this country is freedom. Freedom. Freedom of religion, freedom of press. Don't try to control what other people say. It can't be 100%. You have to have Yiras Shemayim, right?
Right.
Okay. Now we come to Rabbi Yosi Omer in Mosel Teva Mulei Begodim Bizman Shira Tzetzes. If the box is overflowing with clothing. So when you sit down upon the lid, you're also applying pressure. You're applying pressure to the clothing. Tamei midras. Why is it? Because when you apply pressure to the lid, you're also applying pressure to the clothing. Fine. Im einu reitzetzes tamei madaf. If it's nairot tzetzes, then tamei madaf. Then it's only going to be a light tuma. Not a strong tumah. Even though the key doesn't matter, it's because we assume that.
Was that last part?
Even though the key to the box. What?
After the part, we can't control the woman.
Mosaloi tevam lebegodiv. I give you a box full of clothing, and it's full, and the box is locked. So the question is, forget about the box. So the box we already know is going to be tummy
matter.
What about the clothing inside? So saying a new question, if the box is stuffed with clothing, so then when the ishtei nidrei sits down on the box, not only do we consider that she's sitting on the box, we consider it as if she's sitting on the clothing as well. But my nafkamina, the clothing has become an avatoma. The rule is when a nida sits down upon a moishav, so the chair that she sits down on is a din of an avatoma.
So
that's the now. When is that a principle going to be applied? That's only bizman shiroi tzetzes, when the box is overflowing with clothing. So then, when you sit down on the box, you're sitting down on the clothing. The clothing become an avatoma. But bizman shiroi tzetzes tamei midras in einaroi tzetzes. But let's say the box is not overflowing. Therefore, when you sit down on the box, you're not applying pressure to the clothing. Tamei madaf, the clothing have a light tuma. The tuma of madaf is. the clothing are only a rishon l'tumah, they're not going to be an avatumah. Something called tumas madaf avav pish, and even though she didn't touch it, how do we know she did not touch it because the box is locked? I did not give you the key to the box. But the concern is she moved the box. And when a nida moves the box, the contents become tummy with tumas heset. Shamafteach biyad abam. Even the devil abam. So there are three types of tumah. This tumas. The four types of tumah. This one mishnah. Look at that. In this one mishnah, four types of tumah. Tumas meis, tumas midras, tumas madaf, and tumas heset. Is that amazing? Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah. Are you okay with this Mishnah? Are you okay with this Mishnah?
Yeah?
You seem really out of it. You seem really... Tumas Madaf is a light form of Tumah. It's Heset. Tumas Madaf means it's a Rishon L'Tumah. Where does the term come from? I don't know. No one is telling us over here. No one, not the Kahati and not the Rav, is telling us the etymology of the word Madaf. But it means it's a light form of tumah. It means tumas rishon. Madaf is in contrast to tumas midras. Midras is when you sit down upon it, you put your weight upon it. Madaf is an indirect tumah, which can come through heset when you move the box. If I move the box, even though I did not come in contact with the contents of the box, I did not apply my weight upon the box, but the fact that I've caused the contents of the box to be moved, that's called tumas madaf, and that causes that it to devolve upon the clothing within a light tumah called tumas madaf, which is a rishon l'tumah.
Okay, so that's madaf.
That's madaf.
What was the fourth type that we
looked at? Heset. Heset really is the same thing. Heset is the same as madaf. Different terminology. Okay, are we ready to go weiter? Ham abed b'yayim u'motza b'yayim. What does that mean, ma'abid bayom? So we have over here the Rav. You ma'abid bayom u'motza bayom tahar. If you lose something, if you lose a utensil, I have a beautiful utensil, I have food inside of it, chum inside of it, and I go on my merry way, I go to yeshiva, and when I come to yeshiva, I can't find my lunch. Like a knapsack. Okay, I have a knapsack. In my knapsack, I have lunch. I have chuma for lunch. Yeah?
Yeah, you have two for lunch.
So you go on your way and you lose food. You lose your knapsack. And in the knapsack you have truma. Yeah, you have truma in the knapsack. And then what happens? And what happens when you lose it? What happens when you lose the truma?
Comes tummy.
That's shail. Shail is, did someone come along and touch it?
Right.
So it says here in the Mishnah, if you find the food that you lost bo bayom, within 24 hours, then we have a right to assume the food did not become tameh. If a person would have found it, he would pick it up. At night, did not see it. So what is saying? Masisim bereshus rabim d'sekoy tar ayri. So, going on over here. You lose food. If you lose food by day and you find it by yom, and you find it bo by yom, you lose something and you retrace your footsteps and you find it while it's still a day. Tahar. Why is it tahar? So it says here in the Mishnah, because it's more likely the person would have found it, they would have taken it away. If someone would have found it, they would take it away. It would not be in the street anymore. The key words here are not just magbirai. The Tosfos Yamtiv explains, it would take it away. So in other words, if someone would have seen it, it would be gone. You retrace your footsteps. Ah, oh, there it is. I found it. If you found it, that is an indication that no one else found it. No one else saw it. It's highly unlikely that someone went and saw this in the street, opened it up, saw there was truma, he touched it, contaminated it. Oh, you know, I'll leave it here. Let the guy come back and find it. That's not the way it works. If someone finds a knapsack in the street, they take it with them. They pick it up. Finders, keepers. How does it go? Losers, weepers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you would say if it has a siman, maybe the person would bring it to the Beis Hamish, to the lost and found.
Right.
Okay, the lost and found. Even the New York City subway has a lost and found. You know
right.
that?
Yeah, sure.
The lost and found.
Mm-hmm.
In yeshiva we have here lost and found. No, downstairs, lost and found.
Good. Go ahead, no. Weiter.
So ma'abid bayam matzah bayam tahar. Therefore, no one touched it.
Right.
But let's say you would find it at, let's say it's happened at night in pitch black darkness. There's a possibility, since it's dark outside, this was before the days of city lighting, of LED lighting in the streets.
LED.
So people, if you wouldn't see what you're walking on. So it's very possible someone stepped on it in the middle of the night. So then, you have to assume someone stepped on it, or we brushed against it, and therefore, if the average person who roams the street at night is Tommy.
Right.
Weiter. Okay, so therefore, you lose something by Yom Umatz or by Yom Tar. If you lose something by day, you find it by day Tar. But by Yom, but if you lose it by day, Umatz by Laila, or by Laila Umatz by Yom, or by Yom Umatz by Yom Shel Acharav Tomei. Because the assumption is that overnight someone stepped on it. Zaklal kol sheyavor lev halayla oy miktsasay tamei. Okay, that's very simple. Good?
Yeah.
Bereshus Ram Tarim Bereshus Yom Tov Next Halacha. Next. Hashayteach kelim Bereshus Ram. The person, he spreads out. Did you ever do this? You take a blanket. You take a blanket and you spread it out in the street. You ever try that?
Yeah.
Why are they Tahirim? Bereshus Hayachid Tameim. What's Pshat? The Ein Kan El Suffik Shemadagim. If you spread your garments in the street, there's only a Suffik if someone came along and touched it. Nuchwi Oyam Aret. Sechel Bereshus Rabim the Sekoi Tahirim. Bereshus Hayachid Sekoi Tamei Tamei. But if you spread clothing in the Bereshus Hayachid, you do not know if someone came along and touched it, so therefore it's going to be Tamei. If you spread out your shmatas, let's say you see these homeless people, Achmana Litzlan, they spread out mats and they sit down upon them, they spread out things in the subway station. So then they go away, they go to the Beis HaKisa, they come back. Is there an assumption that someone touched it? Someone stepped on it and touched it? The answer is no. And the Rosh Hashanah, a Safik to Rosh Hashanah, a Safik to Rosh Hashanah is tar. But Bereshus Hayachid is Safik Tamei. Hashtechel Mishraam Tarim Mishlayachid Tameim Ve'im Hoyu Misharam. If you're guarding it, it's going to be Tarim. Period. Naflu V'holach Lahavin. They fell off. Let's say they fall off and you go return them Tameim. Why? Why is that so? Doesn't say. Naflu V'holach Lahavin Tameim. What is it? It's Vav. Mibnei Shenel Mumeinaf. You didn't see it, it was concealed. Nafal Dolyoy Lusokh Borish Lamaritz, if your bucket fell into the pit of an Amaritz, Vonach Lavi Vavach Lohavi, Bame Yalenu, Tamei. Why is it Tamei? Bibne, because Shunach Birishus Amaritz Echos Rav, Chol Masha Base Amaritz Harari Tamei, Mace, Ritzor Chazoyav to Hazo. Got it? Nachamol, Tchaz the Mishnah. Come on, wake up.
I'm with you.
You're not with me.
Yeah.
You're not with me.
Listening.
You're not with me. Hama'amid bayoyim.
You lose it by day.
You lose it by day. Matzah, but you find it.
Tar.
Tar. Why? Because we assume that no one touched it. Bayoyim matzah balayla. You find it at night. Someone stepped on it. But Laila Matzah Bayam. Also, you went to night. Bayam Matzah Bayam Ashlachav. Tamei Zaklal Kol Sheyavala. The next day. Tamei. Why is Zaklal?
Kol Sheyavala.
Shalav Halayla Imid Sasei Tamei. New case. Hashtech Chelim Birish. Some person spreads out a sheet, a shmat in the street. Tahirin. It's a soft. So did someone touch it? I went out to the Beis HaKisei. Did someone touch my clothing? I spread out my shmatas in the street. Right in the middle of the street. Did someone come and touch it? It's a Safek Tuma, maybe, yeah, maybe not. But the rule is Safek Tuma Bereshus Sarabim is?
Tahar.
Hashtech Kelim Bereshus Ram Tarim. Or Bereshus Hayachid. If you go and you spread a Kelim in the Bereshus Hayachid, and you spread a Kelim in the Bereshus Hayachid, what is it? Tameim, they're going to be Tameim. Vim Hayu Mesharman. Let's say you're in the Bereshus Hayachid, and you are standing guard. Vim Hayu Mesharman, you're standing guard to Tahirim. If it's in the Bereshus Hayachid, and you're standing guard tired. Naflu b'halach la'avin, naflu, let's say they fall. They fall, and then you're already down the block.
They fall, who falls?
They fall behind you, and now they're down the block, and I have to go back
what,
to your clothing, yeah. Package. You have a package. You have a package of potatoes on your shoulder, and it falls off.
Falls off your shoulder.
But there was a period of time when I do not know if someone touched it. This, of course, is only in the Rishus HaYachid. Only in the Rishus HaYachid. Because the Savat Tum Rishus HaYachid is Tamei. Man, it's only in the Rishus HaYachid. Let's see what is over here to make sure. In the Kahati, in Mishnah Rimmel, Naflu V'Holach Lehavion Tameim, Bibnei Shnam doesn't explain anything. A lot of things doesn't explain more than the Rav a lot of times. The Kahati. I don't know why. The last case is Nafal Dolio. Dolio is a bucket. You have one of those at home?
Yeah.
You have a bucket? The Soch Boro Shalam Aretz, Vahalach Lahavi, Bame Yalenu, and you went to go find some type of apparatus to retrieve the bucket. So in the meantime, the bucket.
The bucket
fell to the pit of Adam Aretz. And in the meantime, you went to bring Lahavi Bame Yalenu, you went to bring an apparatus to retrieve the bucket. In the meantime, my bucket is in the pit of an Amoritz.
Tameh.
Why? Because it entered into the Rishus of the Amoritz. Shehunach b'Rishus Amoritz sho'achas. And the rule is, anything v'chol ma'ash shebebeis Amoritz havi tameh meis v'tzorach hazoh. That's the halacha. Why is that so? What is it over here? Let's see what he elaborates. The Kahati. B'Rishus Amoritz sho'achas v'chol ma'ash b'Rishus Amoritz dina k'tameh meis. How could it be Tameh? The bucket is not in the hands of the Amoritz. It doesn't make a difference. It's a loy pluk. It's a gezera. Alright, so we do three Mishnayos. I'm sorry if I said anything.